I'm feeling... These scripture cards can lift you up when you're down. No matter how you're feeling, God knows you, loves you, and understands what you're going through. In fact, He loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to perform the atonement so you could overcome challenges, be happy, and return to live with Him again. That may not seem easy when you're feeling down, but there's a place you can go to find Him, the Scriptures. The following cards describe great examples from the Scriptures that show how God is always there for you. So whenever you're feeling sad, lonely, or frustrated, you can pull out these cards, turn to the Scriptures listed, and know that God is with you.
I'm feeling afraid. Christ overcame everything, so I have nothing to fear.
Mark chapter 4, verses 36 through 41. The disciples were afraid when they were out at sea and caught in the middle of a wild storm. Christ calmed the storm with the command, "Peace, be still." When I am afraid, I call on the Lord, and He will help me feel calm. Additional scriptures, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, John chapter 14, verse 27, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, and Doctrine and Covenants chapter 6, verse 34.
I'm feeling confused. The Lord knows how to solve every problem I face, so I can rely on His atonement.
Joseph Smith History, verses 5 through 20. Joseph Smith felt confused about which church he should join. He asked God and got an answer, which led to the restoration of the Lord's church. When I'm feeling confused, I pray to God, and He'll answer me. Additional scriptures, Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Mosiah chapter 26, verse 13, Ether chapter 2, verse 16 through chapter 3, verse 6, Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 4.
I'm feeling sad. Christ felt all the sadness I will have to experience, so He can comfort me.
Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 1 through 9. While in Liberty Jail, Joseph Smith felt despair because members of the church were suffering. And he was too. He prayed and received reassurance. God will be with me when I turn to Him for comfort. Additional scriptures. John chapter 14, verse 18. John chapter 16, verse 33. Alma chapter 17, verse 10. Doctrine and Covenants, section 122.
I'm feeling guilty. The Savior took my sins upon Himself so that I can be forgiven and freed from sorrow and guilt.
Alma chapter 36, verses 16 through 21. Alma the Younger committed some serious sins, but he was still able to be forgiven and have his burden of guilt taken away. By repenting, I can have the peace Alma describes. Additional scriptures. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 21 and 22. Alma chapter 38, verses 8 and 9. Moroni, chapter 10, verses 32 through 33.
I'm feeling discouraged. I can overcome discouragement as I seek to understand Christ's atonement and access His power.
Alma, chapter 26, verse 27. Ammon reminds his brethren that when they were feeling discouraged, the Lord comforted them and promised to give them success. God makes that promise to me if I will turn to Him. Additional scriptures. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Alma chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. Moroni chapter 7, verse 33.
I'm feeling overwhelmed. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, I can receive faith and strength to endure all things.
Mosiah chapter 24, verses 13 through 15. The people of Alma were slaves to a wicked taskmaster. They prayed and received strength to bear their burdens. When I'm overwhelmed, God will strengthen me too. Additional scriptures, Alma chapter 26, verse 27, Alma chapter 31, verse 33, Alma chapter 36, verse 3, Doctrine and Covenants, section 24, verse 8.
I'm feeling doubting. I can find answers to my questions in the gospel and trust the Savior to help me overcome any doubt.
James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. James encourages me to ask God if I do not understand, but he gives the admonition to ask in faith. He understood that asking questions leads to a desire to understand, while doubt leads to unbelief. Additional scriptures. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 9. Alma chapter 32, verse 28. Mormon chapter 9, verse 27. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 36.
I'm feeling sick. The Lord knows how to succor me, and because of him, I will one day be healed from all my sicknesses.
Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. While on earth, Christ healed many people. I can be healed too. That healing may not come immediately or in this life, but he'll comfort me, a form of healing, and completely heal me in the resurrection. Additional scriptures. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 through 24. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 27. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 7 through 10.
I'm feeling frustrated. Christ's grace can give me the patience to overcome frustration with myself and others.
2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 16 through 35. Even Nephi, as faithful as he was, got down on himself. When I'm trying to overcome my weaknesses, complete a task, or withstand temptations, I can find comfort in knowing that God will help me and provide peace. Additional scriptures. Alma chapter 34, verse 41. Alma chapter 38, verses 4 through 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 67, verse 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 12.
I am feeling worthless. Christ suffered for me because he loves me and knows of my infinite worth.
Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. The parable of the lost sheep shows that the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, will do anything to recover one lost sheep. I'm worth so much to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ that they provided a way to return to them and be like them. Additional scriptures, John chapter 3, verse 16, John chapter 15, verse 13, Alma chapter 24, verse 14, Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 13.
I am feeling lonely. Because Christ suffered the atonement for me, I do not have to endure any trial alone.
Job chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. Job suffered terrible things, including the death of his children. He endured by relying on the Lord. When I turn to the Lord by coming to know him, I will see that I'm never completely alone because he is with me. Additional scriptures, Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 44. John chapter 16, verse 32. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 9 and 10. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 46.
I'm feeling hurt. Any hurt I feel can be healed through Christ's atonement, and his love will inspire me to forgive others.
1 Nephi chapter 7, verses 6 through 21. Laman and Lemuel bound Nephi and threatened to leave him in the wilderness. Nephi prayed, and with the Lord's help, was freed and forgave his brothers. I can also pray, feel peace, and find strength to forgive. Additional scriptures, Psalm 147, verse 3, Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5, Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 47, 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 9.
I'm feeling weak. Christ's mercy and grace will give me strength to overcome challenges even when I feel weak.
Alma chapter 2, verses 27 through 31. When the Nephites were in battle, they turned to the Lord and he strengthened them. As I face all kinds of spiritual and emotional attacks, I might feel weak, but the Lord will strengthen me. Additional scriptures. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Mosiah chapter 9, verses 17 through 18. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Ether chapter 12, verse 27.
Notes. Press forward. Every day is a test. Because of his atonement, Jesus Christ can strengthen you to press forward through anything. Instructions. Cut out these cards and hold them together with a loose leaf ring, string, or ribbon. You may want to laminate them or keep them in a sheet protector to help them last. You can download more copies for friends or family at lds.org/go/feeling-NE316. Music download. Download the song He Is There from the 2016 Mutual Theme album at pressforward.lds.org.
End of the article, I'm Feeling. Read by Paul Woodward, Van Johansson, and Van Farnworth.